So Sydney Nenikoven has a prime opportunity to bust this game open. Pitch low. Nenikoven having a very nice campaign, hitting 250, seven runs batted in. Her defense has been very solid behind the plate this year. 1-0, and she'll foul tip it straight back. That'll even the count. One and one. Nenikoven swings and misses off speed. 1-2. Sierra Plyma on deck. Bases loaded with Eagles. Orweiler back in the center circle with the 1-2 pitch. And outside, says the home plate umpire, 2-2. Kind of the nice part about being this close and with the crowd, Mike, is getting a pretty intimate sound here as to what things are, especially balls and strikes. The 2-2 is a ground ball hit. Throw home, will get the lead runner. Back at third is Dunsbergen. So a fielder's choice will go 3-2. Nenikoven to first, and that'll cut down Harrell. So base is still full of Eagles, but now one out, still a 2-0 Eagles lead for Sierra Plyma. Plyma has been on the shelf offensively for over a week since a collision with Chloe Morgan in the outfield versus Pella in game 3 of that series. Did play defense on Friday night. She'll take a strike. Plyma in a 3-year starter for this Eagles program. Chance to add to this 2-0 advantage. Showing bunt, she'll ground it slowly to third. Play at home, and they'll get another one at home. So back-to-back fielder's choice. This time goes 5-2 from McGriff to McKinney. Dunsbergen thrown out, Bonnet to third, Nenikoven to second, and Plyma to first. And now the senior Sarver with a chance. But this time, two outs in Pleasantville, tiptoeing through danger after that big double by Natalie Harrell, plated two. A ground ball hit to second base, throw to first, and plenty of time to retire the side. So the Eagles will leave them stranded, or strand them loaded, after four straight base runners to start this inning. We've played one half inning. It's 2-0 Eagles live inside our Pella Real Estate Services radio broadcast booth. Back inside our Pella Real Estate Services radio broadcast booth on 92.1 KRLS. As it's a 2-0 Eagles lead, Pleasantville with their top of the lineup here in the bottom of the first, Josie Sowers, Amber McKinney, and Mackenzie McGriff. Pleasantville hitting .344 as a team, Sowers a .545 average. Cheyenne Collins in the center circle for the Eagles has a 3.82 ERA, a 7-4 record, and 41 strikeouts in 73 and one-thirds innings of work.
Leading off the Trojans tonight, number 44, center fielder, Josie Sowers.
Josie Sowers, a multiple-year starter, wearing number 44 for this Trojans lineup. It's Coach Friday in the third base coaching box. Pleasantville trailing 2-0, but they've got a very strong top four in their lineup, trying to answer the Eagles. Infield will play in to start. Collins' first offering. Low, ball one. Sowers tied for the team lead in runs with 18. Has struck out just five times in 55 at-bats. And the 1-0, also low, 2-0. So Collins got two wins last week, one against Grinnell, one against Pella. For the first time in her career, she will guarantee above a 500 win percentage in the center circle. And as the ball low, 3-0. On deck is Amber McKinney. So Pleasantville spotted Pella Christian, the first five base runners, and a two-run double has been the difference in this game, a Strawberry Cellular game reset. Sowers will take one right down Broadway, 3-1. As you can imagine, between two local teams, a very good crowd on hand at this very strange field with a baseball field and right center field. 3-1. There's a strike call, 3-2. So Collins gets two over, and our first full count for Pleasantville. On deck, as we mentioned, for the Trojans, Amber McKinney. A 3-2 offering. Looking into Nenakoven is Collins, and we'll get time. Rose at third, Bonnet at first, Sarver at second. Natalie Harrell at shortstop. In left, Plyma. In center, Morgan. And in right, Agri. A payoff is fouled back. We'll do it again. Trojans have silver uniforms, white numbers, orange trim, orange stripes on the side. Eagles are standard fare with maroon, black lettering and numbers, and the white and silver trim. Pitch number 7 of this at-bat is high, ball 4. So Sowers is on. She has 6 stolen bases to lead the Trojans in their 17 games. And here's Amber McKinney. McKinney, 6 home runs, 7 doubles. She is the thunder in this Trojans lineup. And with one swing, she can tie it. Pitch just misses, ball 1. McKinney hitting .421 in her junior campaign. And that's high, 2-0. So Collins has fallen behind both of the opening batters, 2-0 here to start. The Eagles have a 2-0 lead, but the Trojans have the lineup to erase that deficit in a hurry. The 2-0 is a strike, belt high, 2-1. Next pitch, ground to third. Rosas throws it in the outfield. She hesitated, and that's going to be a huge error. Sowers is going to score. And safe at second base. So Rosa makes a big error there, throwing it into center field, takes a potential double play, and turns it into a run. Still nobody out. E5. And that's that little hesitation was enough to change it. So Pleasantville will cut it in half and a big opportunity to tie it now. Mackenzie McGriff. McGriff is hitting .365 on the season. There's a strike. And Rosa was limited after a leg injury suffered Thursday against Colfax Mingo. Did not play until very late against Pella. Was in for one batter, then lifted. The 0-1 is hammered hard down that third baseline and foul as it's assistant coach Robert Friday in the third base box. And it's 0-2. So Collins will have to walk the tightrope after the Eagles score twice in the top of the first. The 0-2 grounded back to Collins. Throw to first. Bonnet had to step on the bag because it pulled it off, but she got to it. 1-3 for out number 1. And staying put at second base is McKinney.
Catcher number 9, Mallory McKinney.
There are McKinney's all over this lineup, and here's Mallory McKinney. She's got good pop in her bat, 9 extra base hits and 54 trips, 18 hits overall in the year. She is second on the team with 17 runs driven in, and there's one out and a runner at second. Pleasantville trails 2-1. Strike right down the middle, 0-1. Again, we got a unique perspective here between first base and the catcher's box at Pleasantville. Swinging a foul tip, 0-2. Pelhamotors.com instant radio update on 94.3 KNIA. Council Bluffs Lincoln 2, Indianola 1 after 1. That's baseball action. In a resume game from the postseason, South Hamilton 8, PCM 7. That's a baseball score. And did she go? And the appeal, I think she's got ball one. So the home plate umpire and the base umpire will say she held up. 1-2. So runner at second. McKinney was fooled but was just able to hold back. Here's ball two. And that time she'll swing and miss. Got her chasing on the off speed, and there's two down. So Collins trying to pitch around the big error to start the inning. Faith Vanderhart will try to tie it. With two outs, she's 12 of 44, hitting 273. And she'll chop one over to short. Harrell, plenty of time. Throw across, gets her by a step to retire the side. So she will pitch around that error, but the Trojans do score once after the leadoff walk as we head to the top of the second. Pella Christian leads 2-1 live inside our Pella Real Estate Services radio broadcast booth. And we're back inside our Pella Real Estate Services radio broadcast booth. In case you missed it, presented by the Veterinarians at Tri-County Veterinary Clinic in Pella. Eagles got their first five base runners on, scoring twice in the top of the first. A three-base throwing error by Bailey Rosa allows the run to score in the second, and that's where we are. In case you missed it, presented by the Veterinarians at Tri-County Veterinary Clinic in Pella. It'll be Emma Witzenberg leading things off, and she'll take a ball low. The top of the Eagles order already looming here in the second. They did leave the bases loaded to end the other inning after three straight ground ball outs on the infield. The 1-0 is high from Maddie Orweiler in her second inning. Defensively behind her is Thill in left, Sowers in center, Gibson in right, McGriff at third, over at first base, Addie Adrian. A 2-0, a strike, belt high, 2-1. Up the middle, it's Amber McKinney, Mallory at second, and then Amber McKinney catching. And a swing and a miss, 2-2. Get my McKinneys all mixed up here. It is Amber at shortstop and Mallory catching. So from 2-0 to 2-2, Witzenberg, the number 9 hitter, against Orweiler. And she'll ground one to third. Throw across in plenty of time for McGriff. Over to Adrian for out number one.
Next up for the Eagles, center fielder, number 14, Chloe Morgan.
Chloe Morgan had a leadoff single and stolen base and scored in the first, 1-1. One away here for the Eagles, up 2-1 in the top of the second. And a called strike, 0-1. As we are at Pleasantville, Eagles will have to win four games on the road to get to state. Pleasantville, this will be their only home one. Ground ball to short. Amber McKinney's throw will sail over the dugout. It bounces off of the Eagles dugout, and Morgan is safe at second. So a throwing error, E6, will allow Morgan to get on at second with just one away, and here come the big bats for the Eagles. Agri is 1-for-1 with a single and a run scored. One away, runner at second. Coach Harrell the sign from third base. Pitch high from Maddie Orweiler. So the senior has started in her sixth game now. Faith Vanderhart has 10 on the year at 5-5. The 1-0. Low, 2-0. Meanwhile, Morgan will steal third base. The delayed steal, the second stolen base for Chloe Morgan, and now she's 60 feet away. And now a fly ball to the outfield from Agri will score Morgan. And now 3-0. On deck is Natalie Harrell. Eagles trying to add to a 2-1 lead to get the run back they gave up in the bottom of the first. Orweiler's next pitch. Bouncing in, ball four. Agri on for the second time, so with first and third and good speed at first,
next up for the
Eagles can play with a lot here. 12, Agri has four Natalie stolen bases. Harrell. And Natalie Harrell. And we will get a pitching change and take a commercial timeout. Estrava or Selly, their call to the bullpen when we come back on KRLS.
Entering the game, number 2, Faith Vanderhart.
DP's pitching, ninth player lineup. Coach, where's your book?
New pitcher is Faith Vanderhart. 2-1, Eagles have runners at the corners and one out. There's a fly ball foul over our heads and toward the Eagles dugout, 0-1. Morgan at third, stole a base after reaching on an error. Agri walked at first. You can hear Coach Harrell giving the signs from the third base box. Vanderhart, the left-hander, is low. 5-5 on the year, has a 5.42 ERA, 40 earned runs, and 51 and two-thirds innings of work. The runners at first and second would be charged to Orweiler. A big cut and a miss, 1-2. So Orweiler is responsible, but the runner at third would be unearned if it scores. One away, a 1-2 to Harrell, and she'll foul it back. Trying to get the timing on it here, 1-2. Harrell with 15 runs driven in and 6 extra base hits. Next from Vanderhart. That'll bounce in. Agri and Morgan will stay put. 2-2. 2-1 Eagles lead. The junior left-hander whips and deals. Swing and a fly ball. And that is in shallow center. Sowers will catch it. Morgan will stay and wisely does with the good arm of Josie Sowers. And it's a pop fly to shallow center for out number 2.
Next up, the Eagles pitcher, number 19, Cheyenne
here's Cheyenne Collins.
Hey, we got two. Second night, you're leaving. You got it, man.
Collins. She will drive one to deep left field, but playable for the left fielder. As Phil will make the catch to retire the side, the Eagles will strand two more after the error. And we head to the bottom of the second. Pella Christian leads 2-1 in this regional playoff softball final. Live inside our Pella Real Estate Services radio broadcast booth. And we're back inside our Pella Real Estate Services radio broadcast booth. Pella Christian 2, Pleasantville 1. Eagles have left five runners on so far in this game. And they hope that doesn't come back to haunt them. So it's Bridget McKinney, Hannah Gibson, and Riley Thill, the 6-7 and 8 here for Pleasantville. Due up in the second against Collins, who has one unearned run so far. Pitch high, 1-0. McKinney is 12 of 49, hitting .245 on the season. The Trojans trying to rally back from an early 2-0 deficit. A strike called. Well, not only for the Eagles is it a five runners left on. They had bases loaded, nobody out, and were unable to score after their initial two in the first. Runners at the corners, one out, and they couldn't capitalize with their three and four hitters up. Now, Faith Vanderhart did come in for that moment of relief. You can hear the chirping from the Trojans dugout. 2-1 from Cheyenne Collins. Just misses 3-1. Three and one to the number six hitter. Ball four. Sydney Nenikoven is catching. Anna Bonnet at first. Emerson Sarver at second. Natalie Harrell at shortstop. Bailey Rose at third. Klima in left. Morgan in center. And Agri in right for the Eagles defense. And here's Hannah Gibson with a runner on and nobody out. Strike call. Showing bunts was the number seven hitter, Gibson. Just two recorded sacrifices in the Trojan statistics. I imagine there's more than that. Pitch will pop out of the glove of Nenikoven, and advancing to second base is McKinney on the pass ball. So the count is 1-1, and the runner will advance. The Eagles have the big double, but they've had a couple of miscues here early in the game as well. A 1-1. And a pop-up foul down the third baseline, and it'll drop. So 1-2 to Gibson. Phil on deck. Bridget McKinney standing at second. Sun is really in our eyes here now for the next 20 minutes or so. 1-2 is a line drive on a hop. The shortstop out at first. Throw across is not in time. Close play at third on the throwback. It will go 6-3 on the ground ball.
Number Riley Phil.
And there's one out for Riley Phil. Phil will have a chance, has two runs batted in to get the third. She's hitting 364 on the season from the number eight spot. Number 99 for the Trojans with one out. And she'll hammer one through, and we're tied. So an RBI single for Phil, and it's a brand new ball game here in the second inning. And here's Addie Adrian. So an error and then a pass ball in this inning have helped contribute to the Trojans in their scoring. And on the other side, the Eagles have left five on so far. This game could be very lopsided in favor of PC. They do the little things well. Here's a bunt. Throw to first is high. Another error by the Eagles will allow the runners to advance at least one to third. E2. And now the Pellacrisian Eagles in trouble for the first time in this game. Runners at the corners, one out, and we will get time. As Coach Harrell's got to calm the defense down. That's three errors in the game so far. 2-2 ball game here in the second. BSN Sports is the official provider of KRLS staff apparel, and they want to make your team and organization look its best. They take the hassle related to spirit wear, equipment, apparel, and anything you need so you can have more time on the field or at home. Call Phil Hemming or Todd Timmish at the BSN Pella sales office located inside of Windmill Print and Stitch. On the Marion County Bank Radio scoreboard, South Hamilton defeats PCM in a suspended baseball game. Final score 8-7 there. It was Lincoln 2, Indianola 1, baseball after 1. Also awaiting updates from Pella versus Washington. That game is live on KCIIradio.com, our sister station, also in our company. And then Knoxville and Fairfield live on 95.3 KNIA and the Marion County Bank Radio scoreboard. 2-2 for Pleasantville as they seek their first lead. Three Eagles errors so far have allowed the Trojans to tie it with a good chance to take a lead. Not sure that pitch misses. Advancing is Adrian on the stolen base. And a tough spot here for Collins. Long look into Nunnekoven. The 1-0. 2-0. Trojans here at home trying to knock off the team that ended their season 1 year ago. Strike call, 2-1. Good crowd all the way around here. As we've mentioned, Collins, 2-1 delivery. Not sure where it missed, but ball three. The strike zone has tightened some here in the second inning for both sides. And a 3-1 offering coming. And it's ball four. Well, a tough spot here for the Eagles. Amber McKinney leading the Trojans with 19 runs batted in. She's got the bases full of Trojans in a 2-2 game. Strike at the knees, 0-1. Here in the bottom of the second, Trojans already to their second pitcher, Collins, with a couple of errors have allowed the Trojans to tie this game. There's a line drive left field. That's in for a hit. Plyma up with it quickly. Throw home in time, but station to station and an RBI single, and the Trojans take their first lead of the game. Well, here's Mackenzie McGriff. Still got one. 19-52 on the year. And McGriff, bases still loaded, just one out. Pitch blocked on a hop by Nunnekoven, 1-0. So that hopped right in her lap. Sign from the Eagles dugout. Now relayed to Collins, the 1-0. Strike, 1-1. You hear the Trojans dugout trying to fire up their number three hitter. It's a 3-2 Trojans lead. And that will bounce off the chest plate of Nunnekoven. 2-1. So after a leadoff double, leadoff two-run double for the Eagles in the first, ball hammered foul down the third baseline, 2-2. Three unanswered runs, three unearned runs for Pleasantville. Two and two. The next from Cheyenne Collins. Ground ball chopper, throw it home. It is in time. Force play. So 6-2 on the fielder's choice.
Now batting for the Trojans, number nine, catcher Mallory McKinney.
Trojans still dealing here with Mallory McKinney. A 3-2 Trojans lead. Pleasantville has their number four hitter and the base is loaded, this time with two outs. Eagles just trying to get back to their lineup here. Ball low, 1-0. Here comes the next. Swinging a fly ball. Shallow center field. That will drop. Two runs will score on the bloop single, and the Trojans extend their lead 5-2. Sowers and McKinney are in, and Mallory McKinney gets the two big RBI. It's a four-run inning. We'll get time for a runner here.
Number eight, courtesy for the catcher, eight. Eight's a courtesy for the catcher.
Do you have a courtesy runner? Do not have a name because the roster is not accurate on varsity mound. Swing and a foul off of the umpire.
Contact.
0-1. Eagles have given up four runs here. Trojans looking for more. Now the pitcher, Faith Vanderhart. 1-1. A 1-1 offering. This is outside, 2-1. Winner of this game will head to I-35 on Wednesday. Saw some of their coaches here to take a look and gander. They got the bye, a ranked team in Class 2A. 2-1 is high, 3-1. And then, again, outside of a big double, the Eagles have sputtered out of the gates here, and they're trying to get their footing back with runners at first and second. Trojans still batting in a 3-1. Two outs. That wasn't close, ball four. The bases are loaded again for Bridget McKinney, who led this inning off with a walk. Got another courtesy runner in.
As a courtesy runner, number 21, Ellie Winholtz.
Now back Ellie Winholtz is running for the pitcher.
Bridget McKinney.
21's a courtesy pitcher.
Live inside our Pella Real Estate Services radio broadcast booth, 5-2, Pleasantville leads. Strike. Can only imagine it's Sydney Scepter who's running here for Pleasantville. Swing and a pop up. And left, and that's caught. A nice running grab by Plyma to retire the side. But not before the damage is done. Four runs will score in the inning, two errors. And we head to the top of the third. Pleasantville 5, Pella Christian 2, live inside our Pella Real Estate Services radio broadcast booth. Anna Bonnet will lead things off here for Pella Christian, leading off the top of the third. Pleasantville 5, Eagles 2. Swing and a miss, 1-1. As Faith Vanderhart coming in relief after an inning and a third from Orweiler, has been very effective. That time she'll roll one in, 2-1. Next pitch, swing and a drive. Deep right field, does it have a chance? And that is off the top of the wall. So they'll say the ball did not go over. It's that weird fence in right that has the extra height behind it. And so it's just a leadoff single for Bonnet. So here's Nunnekovin. Again, it's a strange field here. As Bonnet hit it off the top of the fence, and then the right fielder, Gibson, got to it. They have basically the baseball center field and the right center field for the softball diamond here at Pleasantville are adjacent to one another. So there's a slightly higher fence. That one had a chance to leave. It's 1-1 to Nunnekovin after a swing and a miss. Next pitch, swing and a foul back, 1-2. One and two to Nunnekovin, and runner at first is Bonnet. She'll take one just low. 2-2. Two and two from Vanderhart. And a called strike three. A generous one at that for out number one. And here's Sierra Plyma with one out and a runner on. The Eagles in a 5-2 hole after they scored twice in the top of the first, in case you missed it, presented by the Pedernarians. Five straight base runners to start the inning, but then they'll leave the bases loaded with three straight ground balls on the infield. Pleasantville scores one on an error, and then two errors help assist a four-run second inning for Pleasantville. Swinging a foul off the backstop. 1-1. Sorry for some of the delays here. The sun is right in our face here. And a pitch outside, 2-1. So the Eagles will have to get their bats going yet again here. Pitch high. Do have a PellaMotors.com instant radio update. 2-2 after one. It's Pella versus Washington baseball. A two-run home run from Nick DeYoung at my alma mater's baseball field. I hear that game live on KCIIRadio.com. 3-1, flared foul over toward the Eagles dugout. 3-2 to Plyma. Plyma grounded into a fielder's choice in the first. Emerson Sarver on deck. Bonnet at first after a long leadoff single. Eagles trying to get the bats going here, down 5-2 in the third. Swing and a pop foul off the fence, landing right in front of us. We're down the first baseline here at Pleasantville. Sun setting right in front of us. Swing and a foul. We'll do it again over the first base coaching box. Another 3-2. Low, ball four. Again, Vanderhart coming in has had an up-and-down adventure in the center circle. 29 walks. Oh, sorry, that's Collins. 31 walks in 51 and two-thirds innings. Opponents are hitting 296 against the lefty. There's a pop foul back behind us and over the Eagles dugout from Emerson Sarver. Sarver grounded out to end the first inning 0-1. Bonnet at second, Plyma at first, 5-2, Trojans lead the Eagles. Strike right down Broadway. 0-2. One away here for the Eagles against Vanderhart. Swing and a ground ball right side through for a hit. Throw will come home. Everybody's held up on the bases. And Emma Witzenberg with a chance.
Now batting for the Eagles, number 10, Emma Witzenberg.
So Emma Witzenberg grounded out to start the second. Bases full of Eagles, one out. Top of the order looming here for PC as they try to reclose the gap. Strike right down the middle, 0-1. Prime chance here for the Eagles to come back after giving up four runs in the bottom of the second. There's a ground ball. The first throw home is in time. That is the fourth time in this game there has been a bases loaded fielder's choice and the ball has gone home.
Number 14, Chloe Morgan.
So Bonnet retired. Plyma to third, Sarver to second, Witzenberg safe at first, 3-2. And here's Chloe Morgan. She's 1-for-2 with a pair of stolen bases. And she'll swing and bunt one deep in the hole, and that's an interference and an out. And the runner between second and third runs into an out, and the Eagles will leave the bases loaded for the second time. So six unassisted after the interference, and we head to the bottom of the third. Live inside our Pella Real Estate Services radio broadcast booth, it is 5-2, Trojans lead on 92.1 KRLS.
First up for the Trojans this inning, right fielder, number 29, Hannah Gibson.
Pleasantville leads 5-2 here in the bottom of the third. Live on 92.1 KRLS over Pella Christian. The Eagles have stranded 8 base runners in 3 innings. Here's Cheyenne Collins. A number over the head of Collins. Through the wickets of Sarver and safe at first. E4 by Sarver as Gibson is on. That is the fourth Eagles error in this game. Here's Riley Phil. Ground ball to first. Bonnet on the bag for one. And she'll hold on to it. So advancing is Gibson. Three unassisted. Probably wise to take the safe out. So 5-2, Trojans. They got a runner at second with just one out. Addie Adrian reached on a throwing error and stole a base back in the second. Runner at second base reaching on an error. A swing and a miss. Adrian swinging out of her shoes at that one. 1-1. Still a lot of time for the Eagles to recover, but Pleasantville in the driver's seat with a chance to add more. Ball outside, 2-1. Sun is nearly set in at least behind the trees in left center field. Adrian, the number 9 hitter. Cheyenne Collins. Ground ball to second and off the glove of Sarver. Taking the turnaround third and safe at home is Gibson. The fifth Eagles error in the game, and it's 6-2 Trojans.
Center fielder, number 44, Josie Sowers.
Not much else you can say in credit Pleasantville. They've taken full advantage of an Eagles team that has struggled out of the gates. And now they've got the top of their order and a runner at first and just one out. Sowers has walked twice and scored twice. No AB yet. There's a pitch low, ball one. And again, this is winner take all. We are to the postseason after a 4-week regular season. And a pitch low. Nenikoven up with it. 2-0. Sowers, the leadoff hitter. A lot of tough bats to navigate again here in the third. And a strike, 2-1. PellaMotors.com instant radio update. Fairfield 0, Knoxville 0 after 1 on 95.3 KNIA. Indianola 6, Council Bluffs Lincoln 2 after 2 on 94.3 KNIA. 3-1, Sowers one ball away from walking for the third consecutive inning. Also on the Marion County Bank Radio scoreboard, South Hamilton 8, PCM 7. That's a baseball final suspended from Saturday. And Pella and Washington tied after 2. Another foul down the third baseline. Nick DeYoung, a home run in that game for the Dutch. We have added Pella baseball tomorrow night to our coverage. Here, Pella versus ADM, senior night, weather permitting, and a big, big capital P on permitting. There's some good chances of storms tomorrow night. We'll see if we can navigate those. A payoff pitch, a swing and a half swing foul. We'll keep it there. Eagles are in some trouble here in the third. Pleasantville still a chance to extend now a 6-2 lead. Trojans have scored in all three innings so far, and the Eagles have committed 5 errors. Ground ball, right side. Sarver was able to knock it down and get the out.
Now batting now batting for
4-3.
Amber
McKinney is 1-for-2. She reached on one of those five errors back in the first, a single, and scored in the second. Runner at second here in the bottom of the third, Pleasantville. Batting, Cheyenne Collins. Not sure where that one missed. Ball one. Strike zone has been fairly tight on both sides. Collins really started feeling the squeeze, though, in the second. The ball in the dirt, 2-0. And there's the issue in both pitchers, especially Collins. Collins really hasn't been ahead of anybody in this lineup. A lot of 1-0, 2-0, 2-1 counts. And there's the strike. But that's the problem. Even with errors behind, batters are more likely to make contact in a 2-1, 3-2, 3-1 type of count. And the battery keeps falling behind here for the Eagles. Ball three. The recipe has not been great here for the Eagles so far. Defense has not been good. Not really good control from the center circle, and eight runners stranded. Pop up on the infield. Sarver will call for it and make the catch to retire the side. But the Trojans will take advantage of two early errors in the inning and add one more to their score. We head to the middle inning, top of the fourth. Pella Christian trailing Pleasantville 6-2. You're listening to Pella Christian Softball, powered by Bank Iowa on FM 92.1 KRLS. Pella Knoxville and KRLS HD1, Knoxville Pella. Emery Agri will lead things off here for the Eagles. As Pella Christian trails 6-2. Two, three, four hitters due up for PC. Here in the top of the fourth. And they swing in a slow roller. And that's a fair ball. Agri safe on the infield single as the catcher, Mallory McKinney, couldn't quite get to it. So it starts somewhere here for the Eagles as we take a look at your mid-game adjustments presented by DeYoung Door Service. Outside of a first inning, no out, two-run double, the Eagles have not done much right. They've got to flip the script, play better defense, get ahead of batters in the center circle, and start bringing them home. Eight left on for PC in the first three innings. And that'll bounce past the catcher and Agri to second. So a infield single and now a wild pitch and Agri in scoring position for Natalie Harrell. Your mid-game adjustments presented by DeYoung Door Service. If your home needs a new adjustment, why not a brand new adjustment from the gurus of garage doors at DeYoung Door Service? The 1-0. A strike, 1-1. Now credit some here to Faith Vanderhart, who's come in after Orweiler gave up six base runners in the first four outs. Vanderhart has settled in. A swing and a miss, 1-2. Couple of pop-ups to end the second. And then stranded the bases loaded in the third did Vanderhart. The 1-2. Ground ball up the middle and through. That's a hit. Agri is being waved home, but she will stop between third and advancing to second is Harrell. It's back-to-back singles here for the Eagles. And she'll advance on the throw, and now two runners in scoring position, and Collins can get us right back in this game with one big swing. And make it a ball game again. It's Pleasantville 6, Pella Christian 2. First base is open, but nobody out. Can Collins come through here? She's 1-for-2, and she'll take a big swing at it, miss, or foul tip it, excuse me, back, 0-1. Collins has been the big bat in the Eagles lineup. No doubt, 20 runs batted in, tied for the team lead with Agri. 9 extra base hits. The 0-1, right back up the shooting through. That's a hit. One run will score. Harrell is going to score with ease. It's a 2-run single for Cheyenne Collins. And 3 straight base hits, and the Eagles are right back in it, and they cut the lead in half at 6-4.
Now batting the Eagles, first baseman, number 16, Anna Bonnet.
Same line for my pitcher.
So Dunsbergen will run for the pitcher after Collins comes through. So 6-4, Eagles cutting this lead in half, and here's Anna Bonnet. Bonnet narrowly missed a home run on the last swing. She's 1-for-2, a single off the top of the fence to start the third. They'll throw back to check on Dunsbergen after a called Steve Reich, 0-1. Next pitch, ground ball right back to the pitcher. And Vanderhart will take the easy way and get the out at first. No reason to risk it when you're up by 2. And Chance putting the tying run on. Sydney Nenikoven is grounded into a fielder's choice. And she's struck out looking. She's 0-for-2. Pellamotors.com instant radio update of back and forth. In Indianola, as Council Bluffs Lincoln has tied it with the Indians 6-6 after 3. Offering at the bunt and missing is Nenikoven, 0-1. Dunsbergen took a big lead but didn't go anywhere with it. Eagles trying to get that runner 60 feet closer at minimum here in this at bat. Nenikoven runs well for a catcher, but she's behind 0-1 to Vanderhart. Ball misses outside, 1-1. It's still in left. Sowers in center and Gibson in right for the Trojans. McGriff at third, Amber McKinney at short, Bridget McKinney at second, Addie Adrian at first for the Trojans defense with Mallory McKinney catching. The 1-1, swing and a miss, 1-2. Nenikoven has not had a good time with these Pleasantville pitchers, either of them thus far. Trying to narrow it down here. Runner at second base is Dunsbergen. Vanderhart. Foul toward the Eagles dugout as just staying alive is Nenikoven. A little bit of coaching, as you can hear. Kind of a rare sound that we have with the crowd mic right on the fence. Coach Harrell giving a little advice to Nenikoven. 1-2 is low, 2-2. Even count offering coming from the junior left-hander as she looks into the catcher McKinney. Whips and deals. High, 3-2. On deck is Sierra Plyma. Eagles have cut the lead in half already here in the fourth. Looking for more, down 6-4. Ground ball over to second. Some trouble and safe at first. E4 by Bridget McKinney. Nenikoven is safe. And now can the Eagles take advantage of a Trojans error? The second of the game for Pleasantville. Both these teams coming in hit about .942 on the fielding percentage. And neither team has had a solid defensive game so far. And now the Eagles with a prime chance. Runners at the corners for the senior Plyma. With one out. And she'll swing down the line. That's off the bag and a fair ball. No, they'll say foul ball. Looked like it was fair, but it must have hit off the orange bag. That's a close call. And that bounced high in the air. That would have at least scored the run from third. Instead, it's dangerously close from a base hit now to 0-1. And now a ground ball over to second. And the second baseman has trouble again. This time we'll get the out, but the RBI is in. Sierra Plyma, 4-3 on the ground ball. She'll get the RBI coming home.
Now batting the Eagle, second baseman, number two.
Is Dunsbergen. Nenikoven advancing to second. Here's Emerson Sarver. She'd love to make up for the tough defense on her shoulders last inning and a chance to tie this game. She's 1-for-2. Take a strike. We'll just leave it at that. 0-1. Vanderhart now ahead. And a swing and a slow roller to third. Throw across is in time to retire the side, but the Eagles will get three of them back. And we are halfway home in a wild one. The Class 2A Region 4 opener is Pella Christian. Set to take on Pleasantville in the second half of this game at 6-5 in favor of the Trojans in our Pella Real Estate Services broadcast booth. Play better defense. Our score is 6-5 live inside our Pella Real Estate Services radio broadcast booth. The 3, 4, and 5 hitters for the Trojans, Mackenzie McGriff, Mallory McKinney, and Faith Vanderhart. Cheyenne Collins, it has been an up and down defensive night for the Eagles to say the least. 5 errors, 3 walks issued to Pleasantville, and they've scored 6 times and have had a tally in all 3 innings thus far. A Strawver Cellular game reset. Strawver Cellular is your locally owned and authorized U.S. Cellular agent on the square in Pella. It's 1-0 from Collins, and this has been the other story, not just the errors and whatever. It's Collins has fallen behind almost every batter. And it's been almost like on repeat. It's 2-0. It's been 1-0, 2-0, 2-1, 3-1, and so on. And the Trojans have taken advantage. The 2-2. Low, 3-0. And the way both teams have pitched, my highly unofficial guess is our final score will not be 6-5. And taking a strike all the way was McGriff. Coach Robert Friday down the third baseline. In for Jan Haugen, who normally coaches for Pleasantville. He's been out for a while now. Could be back later this week if Pleasantville were to advance. And there's a line drive smoked to the left. And that's a leadoff single for Pleasantville. So McGriff is on. Pleasantville 6, Pella Christian 5. The Pella Hy-Vee is a proud supporter of Eagles Athletics. They wish Pella Christian softball and our Pella baseball and softball teams the best of luck this postseason. And they congratulate the Eagles on the end of their baseball season. We're all hoping they go a little further. Nice win to Principal Park this year. Glad they got to play there. Pitch low to Nunnikoven, 1-0. To Mallory McKinney, who has 2 runs batted in, 1-for-2. Thankfully, the sun has set now behind the trees in left center field. My eye is still recovering. 1-0 is low, 2-0. Nenakoven catching, Rosa at third, Bonna at first, Sarver at second, Harrell at shortstop for the Eagles defensively, Plyma, Morgan, and Agri left to right in the outfield. Fly ball, left field, and that'll just drop over the fence, out of play, 2-1. McKinney has pop in her bat, 4 home runs on the season. PelhamMotors.com instant radio update, Knoxville 0, Fairfield 0. That's after 2 on 95.3 KNIA. The 2-1 high, 3-1. Collins has struggled to locate this entire game. On deck is Faith Vanderhart. A 3-1 offering is high, ball 4. That is the 5th walk issued by Collins.
Next up, the Trojans, pitcher number 2, Faith Vanderhart.
Between 5 errors and 5 walks, you do not win a lot of games that way. You just don't. And now 2 leadoff base runners in the Trojans looking to get it here again. Faith Vanderhart is 0 for 1 with a walk. Eagles trying to keep it close, 6-5. Their bats able to get some back in the top of the fourth. Ground ball to short. Throw to third will cut the lead runner down in plenty of time for out number 1. Heads up play on the fielder's choice, 6-5. McGriff out. McKinney at second. Vanderhart first. Here's Bridget McKinney. Pleasantville, 14 stolen bases on the year and 14 tries. And there's a courtesy runner, Winholtz. 1 away, runners at first and second for the home team Trojans. And here is Bridget McKinney with runners at first and second. And a ball low to Nenakoven, 1-0. Just one out here. Wind still blowing out to center field. A lot of Trojans faithful in left center and left field. Of course, no space for fans in right with the baseball team practicing and the fields adjacent to one another. Pitch high, 2-0. Bleachers pretty well as full as they can be, and the Eagles faithful surrounding us here down the first baseline. 2-0 with one away. Strike at the knees, 2-1. .180 to the corners, .210 to center here at Pleasantville's high school field. 2-1, high, 3-1. Almost every at bat, it's like you're on a loop here. If you're following along, I don't have it officially just because I've lost count, but there had to have been at least a half a dozen 3-1 counts in this game from PC pitching. Ground ball to third, step on the bag for one. Rosa throw across, a double play! And that will retire the side. Nice play made by Rosa, and the Eagles needed that big defensive play. Their bats are back in the top of the fifth. 6-5, Trojans lead. Live inside our Pella Real Estate Services radio broadcast booth. I think they're just practicing over there. Oh, it's a game? Yeah, they told me. Live inside our Pella Real Estate Services radio broadcast booth. As Emma Witzenberg, Chloe Morgan, and Emery Agri, the 9-1 and 2, trying to get the Eagles back on top, trailing 6-5. Live inside our Pella Real Estate Services radio broadcast booth. First pitch from Vanderhart. Strike 0-1. Next offering is low. And I suppose there is a game going on maybe at down on the other field. They have appeared not to start it yet. 1-1 to Witzenberg. Swing and a miss, 1-2. One and two, Vanderhart looking into her catcher McKinney, gets the sign. Ground ball to first, and dropped. It's dropped by the first baseman, Adrian E3. And now the top of the Eagles order with a chance to give the Eagles a lead. Morgan is 1-for-3. Her last trip grounded out to interference in a fielder's choice. Reached on an error, has stolen two bases and scored. Big bats looming. Morgan's speed. Showing bunt, 1-0, ball high. Here comes the next, the 1-0, low, 2-0. Vanderhart back in, Morgan ahead, 2-0. Takes a strike. Six to five, our score. Runner at first. Here's Morgan, the 2-1. She'll swing and flare one to left, and it's dropped in left field. Everybody safe. Back-to-back errors by Pleasantville. Doesn't matter how you get on. It's a matter of getting on base. And that slips through the gloves of the left fielder, Thill.
Right fielder, Emery Agri.
And can Agri come through again? She's got runners at first and second. She's 2-for-2 with a couple of runs. Eagles probably need to get it here. Pitch high, 1-0. A rare lefty versus lefty matchup here for Agri. She's got Witzenberg at second and Morgan at first. Good speed on the bases. Pitch low, snagged by the catcher, McKinney. Well read by the Eagles base runners. 2-0 to Witzenberg, or to Agri. Outside, 3-0, Natalie Harrell on deck. Prime chance here for PC. They've left 10 on base so far. They've got two more on in this inning. And that'll hit off the foot of Agri, and everybody's safe, and the hit by pitch. So two errors and a hit by pitch have loaded the bases for the Eagles for the third time in this game. Can they come through here? And here's Natalie Harrell. And we will get time from Coach Friday. Remind you that BSN Sports is the official provider of KRLS staff apparel, and they want to make your team or organization look its best. They take the hassle related to spirit wear, apparel, equipment, and anything your team might need out so you can have more time on the field or at home. Call Phil or Todd at the BSN Pella sales office located inside of Windmill Print and Stitch. Tense moments here in the fifth inning as Pella Christian trying to get back on top after they took a 2-0 lead, in case you missed it. Presented by the Pettered Area to Tri-County Veterinary Clinic. Five walks, five errors defensively have allowed the Trojans to score six runs. Base is full of Eagles. They've got their two big bats still looming here in terms of power. Line drive into right field. That'll drop for a hit. Witzenberg will score. Morgan will score. Agri advances to third. No, she's out at third. So Agri's out at third, but it's a two-run single, and the Eagles have taken the lead 7-6. So the two unearned runs, and the Eagles will make the Trojans pay for two errors. Agri is thrown out, but Harrell is at second. There's still just one out here in the inning for Cheyenne Collins. Collins had a clutch two-run single in the fourth to get it back within one, and now the Eagles back on top. A strike called to Collins, 0-1. The 0-1 from Vanderhart. Pitch low, 1-1. As we mentioned, the Trojans faithful is lining up both sides here. And the Eagles back behind us. The 1-1 count. Big cut and a miss, 1-2. So 1-2 with one out. Runner at second for the Eagles. They've done their job and they want more. They lead 7-6. Not sure where that missed. That's a close one to take, 2-2. I assume inside. It's harder for us to see. We're parallel with the plate, so a little bit harder to see that side of it. 2-2, and she'll flare one just over the first baseman's glove. Foul. As Adrian gave chase but couldn't quite get to it. Would have been a great grab. Collins staying alive here at 2-2. Pitch number 7 of this at-bat coming up. 6 of this at-bat, excuse me, coming up. Collins is 2-for-3 in the game. Harrell at second base. Eagles 7, Trojans 6 here in the fifth. High, 3-2. On deck is Anna Bonnet. So the good news here for PC fans is the Eagles have overcome their 5 errors. The Trojans have added 2 in this inning. There's a drive down the right field line, foul. Good battle still here. Pitch number 8 of this at bat coming up. Seven to six, Pella Christian, as Vanderhart back in the center circle. Another payoff and a swing and a miss. Good pitch there from Vanderhart to set down Collins. Counterpart to counterpart, two outs. The Eagles are going to add to their lead. They'll need some two-out magic from Anna Bonnet. Bonnet is 1-for-2 with a walk and a leadoff single in the third that nearly left the park. Ball low, says the home plate umpire, 1-0. Eagles trying to add to it here. Trojans trying to get back to their top bats here. Due up in the bottom of the fifth, it's the 7-8-9 hitters, Gibson, Phil, and Adrian, who have reached on 3 errors combined between their 6 at-bats so far. 3-0 to Bonnet. And on deck is Nunnekovin. It has been a back-and-forth affair. Eagles led 2-0 in the first. Trojans cracked for 3 in the first 2 innings. A 4-pitch walk to Bonnet. Added 4 in the second after 2 errors in the inning. There was 3 in the game at that point for PC. And here's the catcher, Nunnekovin. Both these teams trying to keep their season alive to Wednesday in I-35. We're here on the top of the fifth with 2 outs. Showing bunts and taking a ball. And now both runners will be able to retreat as they took a long lead. And Coach Harrell trying to coach up the base runners here after they nearly ran themselves into an out. From the third base coaching box, Harrell resetting. 1-0 the count to Nenikoven. Strike called, 1-1. Sun thankfully finally setting back behind the tree line behind left center field entirely now, at least so we can see. Big cut and a miss, 1-2. Bottom part of the Eagles lineup has more or less struggled here from 6-9 against Vanderhart and Orweiler the starter. 1-2, low, 2-2. Even count, two outs, two runners on for the Eagles, up 7-6 in the fifth. Flair foul to the coaching box it goes. Keeps it 2-2. The 2-2 again is a flare in right field and caught to retire the side, and that'll end the inning. But the Eagles get the runs they need. They take a 7-6 lead into the bottom of the fifth. Live inside our Pella Real Estate Services radio broadcast booth. Live inside our Pella Real Estate Services radio broadcast booth, Andrew Schneider coming to you live from Pleasantville, where the Eagles have fought back from a 6-2 deficit. Now lead 7-6 after a 3-run fourth inning and a 2-run fifth have given them the advantage, taking advantage of three Trojans errors to do so. Collins pitching to the number 7 hitter, 1-0. That's Hannah Gibson, Riley Phil, and Addie Adrian, the 7-8-9 do here. Collins should go right after him. 2-0. It's been almost a broken record here for Collins. She's done an okay job of fighting back, but has fallen behind almost every hitter, 2-0. Chopper right back to the circle on a high hop throw to Bonnet. Had to reach for it and makes the catch for out number one. 1-3 on the ground ball out, and it's Riley Phil. A single and a run scored in the second, and then grounding out on an unassisted ball to Bonnet back in the fourth. She's 1-for-2. Now the Trojans on their back heel trying to play comeback here. Number 99, love the jersey number. And that's a line drive caught by Collins, out number two. So she's been busy in the first two outs, and it brings in Addie Adrian, who's reached on two errors, 0-for-2 with a stolen base. Pella Christian trying to fight back, and now lead 7-6. Now Pleasantville with two away here in the bottom of the fifth. Ball one. Morgan in center, Plyma in left, Agri in right. There's a line drive foul down the left field line. Would have been trouble. About 2 feet left of the white paint out there. Do have a PellaMotors.com instant radio update after four. We're tied. Washington and Pella baseball head to kciiradio.com, Pella baseball fans, if you want to hear that one. 1-1. Strike call. That's where I got my start in radio. 1-2 was Washington, Iowa, my hometown. But I think Dutch fans know where my allegiance lies now. The 1-2. A swing and a miss. 1-2-3 for the first time in this game from either team. And Collins will get out of it to retire the side. We head to the top of the sixth. Eagles looking for insurance. Trojans trying to keep it where it is. 7-6 in favor of PC, live inside our Pella Real Estate Services radio broadcast booth. Sierra Plyma will line out to center field to begin this inning. It's 7-6. Pella Christian, one out here leading in the top of the sixth over Pleasantville. We are in Pleasantville for this regional softball opener. A called strike to Emerson Sarver. Sarver is 1-for-3. You can hear a light breeze that's been consistently blowing to the outfield here in this one. The sun nearly fully setting. About time to take off these shades, but my eyes hurt from having the sun in my eyes facing the west here. The 0-1 is a foul straight back. Sarver was on it, 0-2. In fact, we'll make the old switcheroo from the prescription Ray-Bans to the not-so-brand-name glasses. They work. The 0-2, low, 1-2. Whole week of baseball action we hope for you here on KRLS. Well, we will have baseball action for sure Tuesday and Friday for Pella. And Sarver, I think she did. Yeah. And the throw to first is in time. So Sarver is out. She did go on that swing. And it was dropped by the catcher, so she had to throw to first. Coach Friday barking from the dugout to make sure you throw to first. Sarver took off running. Ground ball to third. That's a fair ball. And off the glove of the third baseman. Everybody's safe. And with two outs, Witzenberg is on for the second consecutive inning after an error. So two outs here. The Trojans have now matched the Eagles' error total at 5 apiece. Some insurance at first base with two outs for Morgan. And that's low and will get away for a second from McKinney, but right in front of her, 1-0. Morgan is 1-for-4 with a couple of runs scored. And she will hit a hard one to right field, and that's a foul ball. Morgan nearly had extra bases. Between her and Witzenberg, a lot that would have been taken there. Instead, it's just 1-1 as Faith Vanderhart and the defense behind her, McKinney catching, Adrian at first, McGriff at third. There's a line drive smoked up the middle. And that's a hit. Station to station we go. And now we're back to the big boppers again. Sowers is in center. Gibson is in right. Thill in left. McGriff at third, Amber McKinney at shortstop, Bridget McKinney at second, and Addie Adrian over at first. And it's ball one to Emery Agri, who has not been retired in this game. She's been hit by a pitch. She's walked. She scored three times. No, she was thrown out, at third. She'll pop one up in foul territory near the Trojans' dugout, and not able to get to it was McGriff. And it's a strike, one and one. Two outs here for the Eagles. They've got insurance on the bases in the form of Witzenberg and Chloe Morgan. And there's a drive, deep left field, carrying well. That ball is deep, and that ball is gone! Emery Agri crushes one to the opposite field, and the Eagles have busted it open. Emery Agri. It's 10-6, Pella Christian. And that's not the death blow, but Pleasantville will have to pick themselves up after Agri knocks it deep. And now here's Harrell still with two outs, nobody on. She's 3-for-4. A couple of singles, a run scored, and two runs batted in. So Emery Agri with the three-run home run with two outs. And there's a ball hit well to left field. But this one will stay in the park for Phil. And that will retire the side. But Agri busts it open. It's 10-6 as we head to the bottom of the sixth. The Eagles are six outs away from heading to Truro this Wednesday on 92.1 KRLS. Live inside our Pella Real Estate Services radio broadcast booth, Pella Christian 10, Pleasantville 6, as we're live inside our Pella Real Estate Services radio broadcast booth. Andrew Schneider coming to you, in case you missed it, presented by the veterinarians at Tri-County Veterinary Clinic. Emery Agri hits a no-doubt home run to left field, and the Eagles lead 10-6. Huge insurance, and now Cheyenne Collins, the senior, has some work to do. This is a good Pleasantville lineup, and Josie Sowers is 0-for-1 with a couple of walks and a couple of runs scored. The top of this formidable Trojans lineup, Collins will have to navigate, but she does have now a four-run lead, matching the Trojans' largest. In fact, it was 6-2 in favor of Pleasantville. The Eagles have now scored eight unanswered. It's 0-1 now to Sowers. And 0-2, newfound confidence here for the Eagles and Collins as she's ahead of the leadoff hitter. And no reason not to be. A lot of room here for the Eagles to work with. Trojans have the rally caps on in their dugout. And a ball bounces into Nunnicoven. Plyma, Morgan, and Agri in the outfield. Rosen, Bonnet at the corners. Harrell and Sarver up the middle. It's the beauty of softball. Sowers will get one through, and that's a hit. She clean singles right up the middle. Good-looking piece of hitting there. So a leadoff single here for Pleasantville, and it brings in Amber McKinney.
Now batting for the Trojans,
McKinney has had a nice game, 1-for-3 with a run scored. A strike called. Sauer's good speed at first. 0-1. Now the credit here to Collins. We mentioned her going 2-0. She's been ahead of a lot more batters here lately, and she needs to be. The 0-1. Ground ball through the left side. That's a hit. Up 60 feet is Sauer's, and hey, the Trojans have been hitting the ball well in this game. Credit where credit is due. The only 1-2-3 inning came in the last frame with versus the 7-8-9 hitters. And here's Mackenzie McGriff. Reached on a fielder's choice in the second, grounded out to the pitcher in the first, and singled in the fourth. She's 1-for-3. Pitch low in the dirt, ball one. So the Eagles only have three outs to play with on offense, and they hope to enter that seventh inning with a lead. Trojans trying to get some back here in the sixth. Ground ball chopped to third, foul. 1-1. Mackenzie McGriff is 1-for-3. She's got good pop in her bat. The number three hitter in this Trojans lineup. This is the danger for Collins and company. And it's not been easy. And she will wait on a changeup and pop it into the stands, foul. 1-2, Collins is ahead. Do have a few PelhamMotors.com instant radio updates. Knoxville 5, Fairfield 1, baseball after 3. Indianola 10, Council Bluffs Lincoln 8 after 4. Both baseball games on both stations on KNIA. 2-2. After the ball bounces in the dirt, Nenikoven's been busy back there. Also in the Marion County Bank Radio scoreboard, after 4, Pella and Washington baseball are tied at 3. A 2-2 is a ground ball. Stabbed at by Harrell. Throw to third is in time. She'll get the leadoff hitter. Leadoff runner, I should say, and hitter. Fielder's choice. Nice play made by Harrell. 6-5. McKinney to second, McGriff to first. But now one out here to work with for Mallory McKinney. She's 1-for-2 with a couple of runs batted in and a walk. 10-6 Eagles lead, but the Trojans have a couple on here in the sixth. They're the home team here in this Class 2A Region 4 opener. Winner heads down to Interstate 35 in Truro this Wednesday. If the Eagles advance, we'll have that for you live Wednesday with John Mowinkle on KRLS. Ground ball back to Collins. She'll take the easy play to first. No need to risk it. Two down. 1-3 on the ground ball out. Advancing 60 feet, McKinney and McGriff. And here's Faith Vanderhart. Vanderhart, the pitcher, can help her own cause. She's grounded out twice to shortstop and walked. She'll ground one over through the center field for a hit, station to station. And it's an RBI single. Pleasantville will get one back. Scoring is Amber McKinney. McGriff to third. And Vanderhart has the RBI. It's 10-7. And that's the thing about the Trojans. They didn't have to get them all in the seventh. That's a big one to get back. The potential tying run is at the plate in the form of Bridget McKinney. And two big runs to get it closer stand on base with the corners. And the courtesy runner, Winholtz. First one bounces in. Blocked nicely by Nenikoven, 1-0. McKinney is 0-for-2, grounded into a double play, popped up, and has walked and scored. There are two outs here in the bottom of the sixth. Eagles with a three-run lead. There's a ball right back to Collins, and that will retire the side. She'll take a second to collect that one and walk off. Trojans will get one back after three hits in the inning. And we head to the top of the seventh. Eagles adding or looking to add more insurance, leading 10-7. Live inside our Pella Real Estate Services radio broadcast booth. Live inside our Pella Real Estate Services radio broadcast booth. 10-7, Pella Christian leading Pleasantville in this Class 2A regional opener. Winner heads to I-35. The Eagles have three outs to add insurance, and the Trojans have three outs to score at least three runs in the bottom of the seventh. And it's pitcher versus pitcher, 2-0 to Cheyenne Collins. Collins is 2-for-4 with a run scored in her spot and two runs batted in. And she'll pop one up over by the Eagles dugout and near the fence. It hits off for strike one. Collins has four home runs on the season. Her most recent coming Thursday against Colfax Mingo in a wild back and forth. Reminiscent of what we've seen here. Eagles scored 8 in a row at one point. Down 6-2. It's now 3-0. They flipped it to 10-6. Pleasantville does get one back, though, and makes the seventh inning a little more manageable for now. 3-1 to Collins. Ground ball, left side, slowly hit. Shortstop, good play made as Amber McKinney does a nice job of getting to it for out number one. Anna Bonnet is 1-for-2 with a couple of walks. Pitch high, 1-0. And a swing and a pop-up. In foul territory, it's caught for out number two by the first baseman. Good play ranging over by Adrian.
Next up for the Eagles, catcher number 17, Sydney Nunakovin.
And here's Sydney Nunakovin. She's 0-for-4 and the only Eagles player to not reach base in this game. And she'll hit one out to right, a flare, and that'll drop foul. 0-for-1. Eagles, the big hit in this game, in case you missed it, presented by the veterinarians at Tri-County Veterinary Clinic. A three-run home run with two outs to the opposite field off the bat of Agri, who is a special young player. Not sure where it misses, but it's 1-1. Vanderhart from the center circle has battled in relief. Orweiler started this game. Vanderhart in line for the loss as of right now. Pitch low. Think about where Agri can head if she can keep improving her bat. After today, she'll be hitting close to 500. She's 3-for-3, has been on base five times in this game. And a ball low, 3-1. Agri is a very big contender for our PellaMotors.com radio key player of the game. And she has the key play as well. Eagles have to get three outs, and they're trying for insurance. 3-1, a line drive to left, and Nenikovin's on. She'll take the big turnaround first, and now she's caught between first and second. She's back safely. A two-out single for Nenikovin, and it brings in Sierra Plyma.
Next up for the Eagles, left fielder.
Good to see Plyma back in the batter's box after what appeared to be a nasty collision with teammate Chloe Morgan just over a week ago versus Pella. In the final home game of the year, she was knocked out and spent the night in the ER, and now she's back. She played some defense Friday against Pella in the second game. Plyma flares one to right, and that is nearly caught. Good effort made out in right field as Hannah Gibson nearly peels that one off the ground in foul territory. That was a good-looking effort out there in right. Instead, it's strike one, 0-1. Plyma with Nunnicoven at first. Ball low, 1-1. Plyma, even count as Vanderhart looks into McKinney. Ground ball, right side. Up with it in plenty of time. Bridget McKinney, throw to Adrian to retire the side. The Eagles need three outs to advance. Pleasantville needs three at least to keep the game going. Four to win when we come back live inside our Pella Real Estate Services radio broadcast booth. Live inside our Pella Real Estate Services radio broadcast booth. It's 10-7 Pella Christian as Cheyenne Collins is three outs away from getting the Eagles into the next round of the regional playoffs. Pleasantville will need three runs here from their 7-8-9 hitters to start to at least tie it and get us to extras. And they need four to win it. Hannah Gibson is 0-for-3, reached on an error and scored. And she will ground one to second. Sarver gets the weird hop and quickly out number one. Eagles fans sensing it ever since that home run by Emery Agri. That has changed the entire complexion of this game. The road ahead is presented by Two Rivers Cooperative. The winner of this game advances to Truro, Iowa this Wednesday on Interstate 35, the home of the Roadrunners, number 12 in Class 1A. And a strike from Collins to Riley Phil. Right now, it appears to be the Eagles. Trojans have some work to do. That game, if the Eagles advance, will be live on 92.1 KBLS, 7 o'clock first pitch. The road ahead is presented by Two Rivers Cooperative. Folks, stay on the road with top-tier detergent gasoline from the Cartro Gas Pumps in Pella and Otley. That's Two Rivers Cooperative. 1-1 from Collins to the number 8 hitter, Phil. A swing and a miss, 1-2. And the Eagles, in case you missed it, presented by the veterinarians at Tri-County Veterinary Clinic, were down 6-2 at one point in this game. But a couple of big rallies in the fourth, fifth, and sixth innings have allowed them to take a commanding lead. And a half swing, staying alive, is still. ApellaMotors.com instant radio update. The Dutch and Washington are tied in Washington, 3-3 in baseball. Pella softball team opens Thursday versus Knoxville here, or at Knoxville, I should say. The 1-2, here we go again. High, 2-2. It's a tough road for either of these teams to Fort Dodge. Pop up, that's a tough spot. Rosa will range over and make the catch in fair territory behind the third base bag for out number two. And the Trojans are down to their last out.
Now batting for the Trojans, number 19, first baseman, Addie Adrian.
And here's Addie Adrian. The Trojan season hangs in the balance. Down by three here in the seventh. Ground ball to Collins. The easy play to first, and the Eagles will complete the comeback. Your final score at Pleasantville, Pella Christian 10, Trojan 7. Your cabinet is at a Pella Radio postgame show. When we come back, you're listening to Pella Christian Softball powered by Bank Iowa on FM 92.1 KRLS Pella Knoxville and KRLS HD1 Knoxville Pella.
Still, folks. No, it's we're not. Just give it. Oh, okay. Just kind of a little.
So only And we apologize for the extended break, but the Eagles were getting ready and celebrating a win. We're here with some of the Eagles players in our Cabinet Design Appella Radio postgame show. We'll start with two of the sophomores, Natalie Harrell and Sydney Nenikoven, joining us. And Natalie, we'll start with you. A big win. You had to come back. Talk about what it was like down 6-2 and kind of what changed with the team that allowed you to come back.
Yeah, so when we were down, we kind of came together as a team and told